Welcome to our podcast. Today we have many wonderful people that answer questions for us. Some identify within the LGBT plus community and others don't. Today we will be talking about the stigma put on black people in the LGBTQ plus community and what comes with that. Oftentimes, black people in the community aren't accepted and included. On top of being black, they aren't accepted by society because of their race. We thought it was very important to give people a space to talk about these things because we feel as though there aren't that many places to do so. We also wanted to say that we're not bashing the black community. We just wanted to educate people. Thank you and enjoy.
So do you identify as being a part of the LGBTQ community?
Yes, I am bisexual.
Okay. Do you think there's a stigma behind being... Wow, I cannot speak. Do you think there's a stigma behind being queer in the black community compared to others?
Yes, I definitely think that there is a larger stigma for black people in the LGBTQ community because I just think that people don't really understand, and people who are black are kind of less accepting towards it, and especially in my experience, like, I've had trouble with, like, family members and stuff, like, not really accepting me, and I've just seen that all around, like, in the black community, like, we all tend to be, like, not as accepting of that. I don't really know why.
Do you think singular black queer people are often expected to be the voice of all queer black people?
Yeah, I think that since, like, there's not many, like, as many people of color, especially black people, who identify as LGBTQ because of the fear of coming out. I think that that we are often expected to be, like, the voice for the black community because there's so little of us. But I don't think it's fair.
Is there a place for queer black people in today's LGBTQ community and movement?
I think that there should be, but I don't think that there is one right now because there's just so little representation, and especially, like, in media and society, and I just think that it's really, like, black people are just not accepted into the community. And it stems from racism, and just, you know, it's like, it's, I think, also, like, uncomfortability, but, like, it's just people are uncomfortable with us, like, being a part of their group because it's like we're already a different group than them. So, yeah.
Do you think there's a stigma behind being queer in the black community compared to others?
Yes, there's a huge stigma behind being black and gay or black and queer because as a black woman, you're kind of expected to just go to, like, school and chill with your friends and stuff like that and just be kind of like the center of a household and things like that. But at the same time, it can be really difficult to just do that when you want to be with your partner, and there's different expectations. People think that you're not going to have children and that you're just trying to disobey your family or something like that, and that it compromises for your gender, which it doesn't.
Do you think singular black gay people are often expected to be the voice of all?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. I am often... People are like, oh, do you have, like, a lot of black friends or black friends that are just like you? And I'm like, no, I don't, actually. I don't have a lot of black gay friends that are just like me. They're different because they're individuals. I'm an individual.
What factors do you think play a role in the stigma of being a queer black person?
Stigmas. I think people expect us to be stronger, and people expect us to... be very butch sometimes. Some people think that black women are very butch, and other people think that they're just gonna be, like, hyper feminine, and it's like understanding that yes, there are people that are hyper feminine and black queer, and that there are butch black queer women, but that's not what we all look like. Like, I am very androgynous, but I do identify as female, but I just kind of do whatever I want.
Do you think the media negatively portrays how queer Black people are viewed in our community? Do you think it's accurate or inaccurate?
I think it's a bit of both. The representation of queer Black women is very few. Like Wanda Sykes and Lena Waithe are both staple Black queer women in media, but as they're kind of like the only Black, or and Kalani, are like the only Black queer women, and so people think like, oh, you're gonna be really funny, or you're gonna be super butch and always have like the like cute lip bite with the hat that's on sideways, and every like straight girl's gonna be like, oh my god, I need that in my life. So, but I feel like if more Black queer women felt okay with portraying themselves in media, and Lena Waithe is doing her best to do that in her show The Shy and her other films, I think. What?
Okay, cool. Yeah. Is there a place for queer Black people in today's LGBTQ plus movement?
A place as in like to like a community? Yes and no. If there is a place, I would love to know, because yeah. I feel like I need that sometimes, being that a lot of my friends are white and queer, and sometimes being around queer Black women, I feel uncomfortable because I feel like, am I doing this right? And then I remember, well, I'm an individual and they are an individual, so I shouldn't try to mold myself to be more like
that. There's like no right way.
There is no right way.
So
very true.
And do you think the representation of queer Black people can be improved?
It should be improved. It will be improved through time, and Rome wasn't built in a day, so it will be improved. I think it's going to take some time. There's a lot of doors, but it'll be improved soon, and the work that Wanda Sykes, as I said, Kalani, and Lena Waithe are doing to work with other Black women and Black artists and things like that, I think will inspire other queer Black women and men and non-binary people to come out and to show who they are.
Do you identify as queer?
No.
Is there a place for queer Black people in today's LGBTQ plus movement?
Yes, I feel like there is.
Why?
I feel like the movement is trying to get any support they can, so they're really accepting of all people who will support them.
Do you think there's a stigma behind being queer in the Black community compared to others?
Yes.
Why?
Out of all the racial communities, I feel like Black communities don't really stick together as much as the other races, so we're not really as accepting to each other.
There is a stigma behind being queer in the Black community compared to others?
I do. I feel as though in Black families, it's more like uncommon to be gay or openly gay at that. It's not really Black. A lot of like, something common in the Black community is like religion. And it's weird, or not necessarily weird to me, but like to other people, it could be seen as weird to have a gay child because that's not what we're used to. That's not really a part of our like lifestyle as much as it is now like than back in the day.
Do you think the media negatively portrays how queer Black people are viewed in our community? Do you think it's accurate or inaccurate?
Well, I mean, Black people are portrayed negatively in the media regardless of their gender, like regardless of what they identify as and regardless of like who they're attracted to. So like even having something else against you in this like society that we live in, it's like that's another strike against you. You're Black, you're queer, you're this, you're that. So it's like, it just builds on to like the negative stigma that Black people have as a whole.
Cool. Thank you. We're gonna get into our group discussion where we answer the questions ourselves. Enjoy. Do you think there's a stigma behind being LGBTQ plus in the Black community compared to others?
Of course, because I feel like that there's already a weight on the shoulders of people in the black community. So I feel like being gay adds more weight, and it's not traditional for black people to be gay or a part of that community. So I feel like they're not as accepted. So I feel like there's definitely a stigma.
I also agree, because in like the households, you're not, in like a lot of black people are religious. Like, you can't be gay. Like, that's what they're thinking. Like, you can't be gay. They don't want their son to come out to be gay. And yeah, they're basically pushed away from their families.
I agree with a lot of what you guys are saying. And like, compared to other communities, I think that like compared to the white community, I feel like it's definitely more like normalized and like, I think just like generally more accepting in the white community. I guess for just like multiple reasons, like you guys said, like religion and just a double whammy of being black, and then on top of that you're gonna be gay. Like, that's how a lot of people think. So like, it kind of just puts a bigger target on your back, especially if you're like for example, if you're trans, like, it kind of forces like so many stereotypes on you that like you're supposed to act a certain way as a trans woman or man, or like if you're kind of like non-binary, just like across the spectrum, it just adds more things to being black, which is already extremely
hard.
And especially in America. Do you think singular black people are expected to be the voice of all black people, of all LGBTQ plus black people? Here, I guess I'll just answer first. I think that they are, because just like being a black person, a lot of times I think you're expected to kind of talk for black people as a whole.
Like, all of us are
It's like,
I agree, because some people just won't come out and say what they have to say because they're afraid to be pushed away. So I feel like one person definitely does have to talk for a lot of people, and then also help people open up.
Do you think that's like unfair though? Like, that people are kind of like forced, or there's a lot of pressure on them that it's like, well, since you're gay, then you have to speak for all gay people, even if you don't necessarily.
Like,
yeah,
black.
Yeah.
He's black too, but he's gay.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, basically. And it's like, if you're black, like certain black people
Not gay?
No, like specifically if you're gay.
Oh, if you're gay, then you need to speak for
like all gay black people
yeah.
Even if you don't necessarily identify with them, like even within the black community, I think, like if, I feel like this is like a bad example, but like people who use guns in a violent way, they're kind of like, or people who commit violent crimes and they're like in jail, I feel like a lot of the times they're like, oh, well, you see, all black people are dangerous. It's like that.
Oh, yeah.
So like, if a gay person does something, or they're just being themselves, it's kind of like they're expected to be like, or people expect them to act a certain way, and then like if that gay person is like extremely in tune with themselves, I feel like a lot of the times people expect another gay person that they know to be in tune with themselves.
Like, I definitely think that's unfair, because I feel like even if there are multiple black people who are part of that LGBTQ community, all of them have different backgrounds and different stories and upbringings and their journey of finding themselves out. So I feel like it's unfair to assume that like one gay black person or whatever type they identify as to speak for all of them, because although they might be within the same community, they all aren't the same.
Yeah. And like, what factors do you guys think play a role in being black and LGBTQ? I mean, I guess we kind of already talked about this, like,
yeah,
religion and just being black.
Well,
general,
or honestly, I don't even think it's religion either. I feel like just, like, black people in general are just, like, well, like, you're supposed to be this type of way if you're a black man, or this type of way if you're a black woman, you know? And, like just how, you know, some black parents might be like, I don't want you to marry a white woman. That's how they might feel if their son came out as gay to them. Like, no, you're not supposed to do that. That's how I feel like it is. Even if it's not religion, like, I just feel like that's how they, like, raise their children to be.
So just, like, across the board, it's just you're supposed to be this way and that way.
Okay, cool. Do you think there's a stigma behind being LGBTQ plus in the black community compared to others?
Of course, because I feel like that there's already a weight on the shoulders of people in the black community, so I feel like being gay adds more weight, and it's not traditional for black people to be gay or a part of that community, so I feel like they're not as accepted, so I feel like there's definitely a stigma.
I also agree, because in, like, the households, you're not, and, like, a lot of black people are religious. Like, you can't be gay. Like, that's what they're thinking. Like, you can't be gay. They don't want their son to come out to be gay. And, yeah, they're basically pushed away from their families.
I agree with a lot of what you guys are saying. And, like, compared to other communities, I think that, like compared to the white community, I feel like it's definitely more, like, normalized and, like, I think just, like, generally more accepting in the white community. I guess for just, like, multiple reasons. Like you guys said, like, religion and just a double whammy of being black, and then on top of that you're gonna be gay. Like, that's how a lot of people think. So, like, it kind of just puts a bigger target on your back, especially if you're, like, for example, if you're trans. If you're trans, like, it kind of forces, like, so many stereotypes on you that, like, you're supposed to act a certain way as a trans woman or man, or, like, if you're kind of, like, non-binary, just, like, across the spectrum, it just adds more things to being black, which is already extremely
hard.
And especially in America. Do you think singular black people are expected to be the voice of all black people, of all LGBTQ plus black people? Here, I guess I'll just answer first. I think that they are, because just, like, being a black person, a lot of times I think you're expected to kind of talk for black people as a whole.
Like, all of us are
I
agree, because some people just won't come out and say what they have to say because they're afraid to be pushed away. So I feel like one person definitely does have to talk for a lot of people, and then also help people open up.
Do you think that's, like, unfair, though? Like, that people are kind of, like, forced, or there's a lot of pressure on them that it's like, well, since you're gay, then you have to speak for all gay people, even if you don't necessarily.
Like, he's black too, but he's gay. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, basically. And it's like,
well,
if you're black, like, certain black people
even
don't,
if you're
even
not gay?
No, like, specifically if you're gay.
Oh, if you're gay, then you need to speak for
like all gay black people
that
even if you don't necessarily identify with them, like, even within the black community, I think, like if, I feel like this is, like, a bad example, but, like, people who use guns in a violent way, they're kind of, like, or people who commit violent crimes and they're, like, in jail, I feel like a lot of the times they're, like, oh, well, you see, all black people are dangerous. It's like that.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, if a gay person does something, or they're just being themselves, it's kind of like they're expected to be, like, or people expect them to act a certain way, and then, like,
if that gay person is like extremely in tune with themselves,
mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of the times people expect another gay person that they know to be in tune with themselves.
Like, I definitely think that's unfair because I feel like even if there are multiple black people who are part of that LGBTQ community, all of them have different backgrounds and different stories and upbringings and their journey of finding themselves out. So I feel like it's unfair to assume that like one gay black person or whatever type they identify as to speak for all of them, because although they might be within the same community, they all aren't the same.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
We hope you enjoyed our podcast. Again, thank you for listening, and thank you to everybody that participated.